On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. He said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Before we can think through Jesus' invitation to that banquet, we need to think about what St. Paul says about the call and the gift of God, that it is irrevocable, that when the Lord gives gifts, he never takes them back. They're forever. Each of us has been given the gift of our life. God created us, and he created this whole world as a gift, and he never takes it back. When we were brought to the waters of baptism, when we received the divine life in us, the power of the Holy Spirit that made us sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, members of the body of Christ, temples of the Holy Spirit, when we received the gift of our baptism, it's irrevocable. It marks us for the rest of our life. God never takes the gift back. We can run away from it. We can rebel against it. We can try to hide from it. But the gift remains the gift. And the truth is, we've received this gift so that we, in our turn, can make a gift of our lives. We're preparing right now in school to grow up big and strong. Many of you will get married one day, and if that's the case, chances are your future spouse is walking the earth right now. It's good to pray for them every day. Lord, if you want me to get married, if you want me to give myself to another person in the wedding vow, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, for as long as we shall live, Lord, I ask you to prepare me day by day for that gift. Some of you may be called by the Lord to be a priest one day. Today's the 24th anniversary of my ordination to the priesthood by Bishop Darcy at the cathedral downtown. That call, that gift, is irrevocable. It's forever, and I love it more each day, because that gift has given me the gift of you. We can pray for all those whom the Lord may call to be priests. No pressure. And today is the feast of St. Martin de Porres, who was not a priest, who, when he grew up, he had a difficult family. His father had some weaknesses and actually abandoned Martin and Martin's mother. It happens because people are weak. We can be weak. Martin, though, rather than being discouraged, he relied all the more on his Heavenly Father to take care of him, the Blessed Virgin Mary, our mother, to take care of him. And when he was a child, he studied how to care for sick people. He looked at the doctors of the time and what they did. And he even looked at people who had just ordinary ways to take care of people in their sickness. And there was something in Martin that wanted to devote his whole life to that. I want to care for people who are weaker than I am. And it happened. And there was a group called the Dominicans, the followers of Saint Dominic. And this group received him. But because of his difficult family situation, at first they didn't receive him right away. So he just took care of simple chores around the friary. He did sweeping and cleaning up. And his brothers in religion, because this religious order was a spiritual family, that was the form that Martin's self-gift took, the brothers recognized that Martin had these amazing powers of taking care of people, and some of them actually recovered miraculously. And all sorts of people started seeking Martin out to pray with them and to be comforted by him. And he never refused. He just kept giving himself away because he knew that the gift that he had received from Jesus was irrevocable. It's forever. Some of you will be called to be part of a religious brotherhood, a religious sisterhood. Some of you will be called to consecrated virginity, to have Jesus himself as your bridegroom, your spouse. And that's the miracle of our life, because the Lord has invited us to his banquet. We who are poor in relation to his riches, we who are crippled in relation to his mobility, we who are lame in relation to the great power of his love, we who are blind to what he sees. Jesus invites us to this banquet. And my prayer on my anniversary is for you, that you will behold your vocation, that you will fall in love with Jesus Christ, and you will have this desire in your heart to give him everything without reserve. And it doesn't matter how weak you may feel, how often you may have been hurt, all of the imperfections of our families, they don't matter in the end. Because our Heavenly Father is faithful to his gifts. And sometimes one of the reasons we're allowed to suffer is so that we can understand how other people feel and that we might learn a deeper compassion. There are so many people that I know who grew up in difficult circumstances, and there was something in them. They wanted to spend the rest of their life taking care of people who suffer like what they saw. This is the victory of love. When Martin was near death, when he fell sick with a fever, all of his friends, all the people in his part of Peru, gathered around his bed, and they sang to him the hymn composed by Martin, by Herman the Cripple, centuries earlier, the Salve Regina. And as a gift for Martin today, as a prayer to the Virgin Mary, that we would fall in love with Jesus like Martin did, why don't we sing him that song on his feast day? Those of you who know it can sing it with me. Those of you who don't can lip sync and learn it one day. Salve Regina, Mater misericordiae, vita dulcedo, et spes nostra salve. Ad te clamamus, exules filii Evae, ad te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesu, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O Virgo Maria.